Thank you. Eating fish is good for your heart, but taking fish oil capsules apparently does not help people at high risk of heart problems who are already taking medicines to prevent them, according to a large study in Italy. The work makes clearer that who does and does not benefit from taking supplements of omega-3 fatty acids, the good oils found in fish, such as salmon, tuna, and sardines. In a moment, Professor Brian Peskin joins us. We'll talk about this study on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Professor Brian Peskin earned his Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical Engineering from MIT in 1979. He received an appointment as an adjunct professor at Texas Southern University in the Department of Pharmacy and Health Sciences as well. Brian founded the field of Life Systems Engineering Science back in 95. The field is defined as the new science of maximizing desired results by working with the natural processes of living systems. We'll talk about that too. Here he is as we talk about the story of fish oil. And Brian, I always thought it was good for everybody. Apparently not, huh?
No. Actually, it's not good for anybody, George. Fish oil is what's called non-physiologic to a human being. The capsules have much, much more DHA and EPA than we would ever make on our own. Where fish oil came about, think about what started this. 20 years ago, they had spoiled fish. So a whole market developed, and it took a lot of time to sell this fish to another market compared to restaurants, because restaurants aren't going to buy bad fish. So what do? You go to the health industry where people are dying, literally, for solutions. And we got conned again. It never stops. As a matter of fact, this is one in a long line of failures.
Brian, this previous studies that have suggested that the fish oil capsules could lower heart risks in people. How do they come out with these things and then they change it later?
Excellent, excellent deduction. Finance is masquerading as science. And here's how bad it is. The, quote, solution we're given to our health problems is actually the cause of the problem. It really is that bad. Going back to 1995, Harvard did the first fish oil study. They gave half the group olive oil capsules, and they gave the other half fish oil capsules. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, there was no improvement whatsoever in the thickening of the arteries or reduction in heart attacks. Nope. So 1995, it started. And it was repeated in 2002, and actually it was repeated again in 2012. A major article came out, either primary, that means your first heart attack, or a secondary, a second one, completely failed. And actually the Harvard investigators, Dr. Hu over there, an MD, the quote was, to date, there's no conclusive evidence to recommend fish oil supplementation for primary or secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease. So just last year, 2012, they're telling us. And they looked at 1,007 articles, and they could only pick 14 studies that were good. And it wasn't because they were rejecting ones they didn't want to see because they gave the wrong, you know, outcomes. Only 14 of them were good enough and well-designed enough so that you can get a valid conclusion out of it. This is how bad it is in science and in medicine. There is no inducement of these researchers, George, to be correct. There's no inducement in the medical journals to publish failures. They all want to hear a positive, so it's rare when you get one like this that just came out where it fails. But this is what's happened since 2007. It's been failure, failure, failure. And, of course, the fish oil industry wants to hush it up because since 2012, number one supplement in America, it doesn't work at all. And it's worse than just the oil, George. Fatty fish doesn't work. This came out in 2011. The fatty fish that has more oil didn't prevent strokes. Lean fish did prevent the stroke, the opposite of what they've been telling you.
Brian, let me ask you the devil's advocate question. Some people will say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe this study was financed by Big Pharma. They want us to continue taking statins and other kinds of pills. Maybe they're going after the fish oil to keep us from naturally taking care of ourselves. What do we do?
That's a good question. Big Pharma has two fish oil products in the market. One is virtually all DHA. That's one of the fish oil products. Mm-hmm. The other one just came out last year is virtually all EPA. EPA and DHA are interconvertible, so they can go back and forth. But those are the active ingredients in fish oil. So Big Pharma does have those too. They're just more concentrated than normal. So it's really not that. It's a billion-dollar industry.
It's huge.
It's huge, and there's been 15,000 fish oil studies. Now, the first question you have to ask is, this stuff worked, why 15,000? How many studies on gravity is there? Well, there's a couple. None recently, because everybody knows you fall off a building, gravity goes down, and, you know, the laws of physics are pretty well defined. You don't have to keep doing more studies. And what they do is 95% confidence intervals, George, which means there's a 5% inherent error. So if you do 15,000 studies, 750 of those studies are going to make it look like the fish and fish oil worked when it actually failed. And it's very, very unfortunate. Now, we did an experiment, and I like experiments. The difference is there's one variable. So we had people that didn't take fish oil. They took an oil which is called parent essential oils. This is my field.
What is that?
What it is the true EFAs. There's only two types. There's parent omega-6 and parent omega-3. What you need to know about them is you have to get them from food. Your body cannot make them. Now, those are the parents. And what do parents do? They have offspring. Those offspring are called the derivatives. So if I get the parent omega-3, my body's job it is to make all the biochemical things that it needs, makes DHA and EPA, the, quote, active ingredients of fish oil. So the first question you have to ask is, how much of this is made by the body? And 21st century science is very accurate compared to the outdated 20th century. The answer is next to nothing. It's about 6 milligrams. And an average capsule of fish oil is 600 milligrams. So you are getting a 100-fold overdose. And that makes an engineering guy like me shake when I hear factors of 100. That would be like taking one aspirin and somebody else taking 100 aspirin. They'd be dead.
God.
So don't do it. But that is the difference. So the parent is critical. And my work was all in the parents because I never had any vengeance against fish oil. But the parent oils are in every cell membrane. We have 100 trillion. 25% of every cell membrane are parent essential oils to 33%. So between a quarter and a third are the parents. There's virtually no derivatives, no DHA, no EPA in there. So unfortunately, the fish oil manufacturers and now the whole medical field and the health field is misleading everybody. And thank goodness these studies are coming out now showing failure because this stuff is a poison, George. Well, it's not just a zero.
Let me ask you about this, too. I mean, the supplement industry is getting it on the chin. Just a few weeks ago, Brian, a supplement that I would take because I was told it was good for you, L-carnitine, which was supposed to be good for your heart.
I read about it.
Now they're saying it helps contribute to hardening of your artery.
I read about it. I have some issues with it. It's a naturally occurring amino acid, and the big difference is what happens in the gut between vegetarians and non-vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, but you always need confirmation of things like this. Whenever anything comes out where there's a big difference of something natural, you need to really, really look at it and get confirmation, and that's not here yet. So it came out, not much is done. Acrylamides came out years ago where this was the big thing with all fried foods. Everybody was going to die. They published this. They jumped on it fast, and you don't hear anything now. So you have to be very, very careful. It's also like charcoal. You know, people say cooking with charcoal is cancer-causing, but that hasn't been verified at all either. So it's very hard to understand. And actually, I'm doing a new book called PEO Solution.
Because your first was what? The Hidden Story of Cancer?
Hidden Story of Cancer. This is my field, cancer. And the reason people get cancer, just because you mentioned the book, Otto Warburg conclusively showed lowering cellular oxygen by about 35% over a sustained period of time. It can even be intermittently cancer is induced. Now, it takes years. So the question was, what could be knocking down cellular oxygen 35%? This isn't bloodstream oxygen because everybody has that. So you have to be able to answer, why do athletes get cancer? Why do all kinds of people get cancer? These oils are processed. Remember I said 25% to 33% mm-hmm. of every cell membrane consists of these oils? Well, there's the 35%. So if it's impaired by about one-third, you have a problem. And it turns out all the omega-6 containing oils, that's what everybody's told is bad, right? You've heard that, I'm sure. Omega-6 is bad. We're overdosed with it. It's only bad if it's adulterated. And all the cooking oil and all the frying and all the baking and all the oils in your supermarket are adulterated parent omega-6. That's the sunflower, safflower, canola oil. It's lost its oxygen-transferring capability. And the food processors have to do it, George, so the food doesn't go bad. So I understand. But the problem is when you do that, when you have margarine, never goes bad. You can leave it out for a year in the garage is the big joke, and nothing will touch it. It's basically a plastic, like a hydrocarbon, if you look at the structure of it scientifically.
And I wonder what it does to your arteries. Brian, stay with us. Professor Brian Peskin with us. We'll be back in a moment. We'll take some calls on Coast to Coast AM. And we're talking with Professor Brian Peskin about a study that came out that fish oil does not help prevent heart attacks, according to this study. So we'll take your calls when we come back. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Professor Brian Peskin with us, author of The Hidden Story of Cancer. We're talking about that study, fish oil doesn't help prevent heart attacks, according to the study. What about krill oil or like Perella oil? Do those help, Brian?
Yeah, krill oil is less of a poison. It has less DHA and EPA in it. But if you look at krill, George, it is this little thing that a human would never, ever eat. It oxidizes immediately, which means it goes rancid. And this is another problem with fish oil. Look in the mirror, everybody listening. Do you see anything resembling a fish looking back at you? That's the question you have to ask. Why would a human being suffer a fish oil deficiency? Fish live in 30-degree temperature water, George. So there's only two ways nature can have it where it doesn't freeze up. Because if you put something at that temp, you get ice. You can either have alcohol. If you did that method, you'd have a drunk fish. That's not going to work. Or you have the long-chain fatty acids. They can withstand lots of cold, and they stay fluid. The problem is when you put that at room temperature, DHA automatically turns rancid. It spoils. That is the fish going bad smell you always smell when you walk by the fish department in the mm-hmm. supermarket. When it hits 100 degrees, 98.6 in the body, it goes nuts. It is turning rancid, all of it. And I know what you may be thinking. Ah, my body's antioxidants will take care of that. No, they can't. And Dr. Robert Rowan, do you remember that name?
Sure,
because
do.
He was on your shoulder a while. We're collaborating with a new book. Dr. Rowan is a raw foods vegan. I'm a carnivore. So can you imagine this? We've never had two diametrically opposed dietary suggestions combining with the same solution, the PEO solution. So that's going to be coming out. But he took a look at the fish and the temperatures. There's 14 times less DHA and EPA, the quote active ingredients of fish oil, in the warm water fish than the cold water one, and they're overdosing us. Now, we did a great experiment in 2010 called Iowa, Investigating Oils with Respect to Arterial Health. We gave people the parent essential oils for 3 months, measured their arterial flexibility. This is the number one reason people have heart attacks, hardening of the arteries.
Right.
The average person, George, was 7.2 years younger than their scan would dictate by the age, by population samples. 7.2 in 3 months. Then we said, let's see what fish oil does. So we got a group of people that took fish oil first, stopped it, went to the PEOs, the parent essential oils, instead of the derivatives. Guess what? In 3.5 months, about the same time, the people were 11 years younger when they threw the fish oil away and took the PEOs. So that was a 4-year difference.
That's dramatic.
Now, dramatic. 4-year improvement, George.
That.
A 4-year improvement compared to not taking fish oil first. There's only one deduction, George. Taking the fish oil made the people's arteries harder.
Oh, don't tell me that.
No, they do. And when I did the research, you'll love this one. It takes 18 weeks to get the fish oil out of your system. Well, 3.5 months, that was 14. So that time frame consisted perfectly of what we expected. And that is absolute proof that fish oil causes hardening of the arteries. Why? Because it is oxidizing everywhere in the arteries. That's the adulterated fat hitting the arteries. So
let me ask you this.
Throw away your fish oil, George, please.
If you're eating fish, not the capsules, is that beneficial for you?
Fish is okay. It's a zero. It does not make you any better. And there's been a lot of studies and experiments with the fish. The fish is fine. I would get wild fish, not the farmed fish. And that's okay if you want to have that, but it will not lead to better arterial health or lack of cancer. Because they did a big study over in Japan, and it failed. Here's one. Cod liver oil. This is the ultimate fish oil, right?
Right.
Significantly increased the risk of skin cancer. This was 50,000 Norwegian men and women over a 12-year period. They looked by biopsy of everybody that was diagnosed with cancer. So it went through the cancer registry. It was the best ever done. 1996, 3 times more melanoma in the women eating the fish oil. And that's predicted. There is no fish oil in your skin, George. It is all parent omega-6. Remember, I'm pounding parents. It's called the power of the parents. There's no omega-3 or fish oil in your skin. But what happens when you take the overdose? And when I say the overdose, it's 20 times to 500 times more than your body would ever make on its own. And this has been analyzed by the USDA and the National Institutes of Health in the 21st century. So all the medical profession, the health profession, and the physicians are looking at outdated research, thinking all the parents went to derivatives when 99% of them don't. They stay in parent form. So when you overdose on them, guess what? It gets shoved into tissue where it's not supposed to be. Remember I said it turns rancid immediately upon ingestion at 98.6? What do you think happens when this stuff gets shoved into your skin and now the sun hits it and your skin is actually 110 degrees?
Melanoma time.
You got it. And I did a correlation between everywhere in the world over time versus fish oil sales. Cancer is everywhere. You know the number one country in the world for cancer? Skin cancer?
I would say we're high up there.
We are, but we're not number one. It's Australia.
Australia.
You know the number one consumer of fish oil per capita in the world? Australia. I knew it had to be, and when I saw that, it was, my goodness, I'm right on the money. And that's when Dr. Rowan and myself, when we did Iowa, it was my goodness, because Dr. Rowan vetted my work for 5 years, George, before he came on board with this, because it was, how can you be right and virtually everybody else wrong? I come from the engineering field, so I don't have anybody as different. If I design a building and it falls down, I need to be shot. And it will fall down if I design it wrong. But because the human body is so good, George, people can make wrong recommendations, and it may take a decade or two before those wrong recommendations manifest. So I stick with the physiology and biochemistry, and everything I say, I spend a lot of time before I open my mouth. And I'm just tickled that more and more people are seeing this fish oil fallacy, because it is a poison. So everybody listening, return that fish oil. Don't take it. You'll be 4 years younger cardiovascular-wise by just not taking it.
Just by stopping
it. It is the ultimate anti-aging
supplement. Have we done damage if we've taken it so
long? Huge amount of damage, yes. It'll take people about a year to get rid of the damage. Now, it takes 18 weeks to get the stuff out of your system.
It does go away, though.
Yes, but you got to put the parent oils in. So I hope people will hit my website and learn about this.
Spell that for me.
It's my name, Brian, B as in boy, R-I-A-N. Last name is Peskin, P as in park, E-S-K-I-N. They're just both together, .com. The two things to look at is the Peskin primer on the left-hand side and the Iowa experiment. People can see this for themselves and then make the choice based on science. Do I need a supplement or what should I be doing? But I'm a hardcore scientist. I don't sell supplements. I consult with numerous supplement companies. But because it's disease prevention, I don't make any recommendations, you know, publicly. People can email me if they want to and ask what I do. But they can look at a lot of papers that are highly, highly scientific, but understandable, with all the references right there and the quotes, George, of what the medical journal article actually said. So there's no risk of, oh, did I summarize something and mislead anybody? I don't do that. I give you the actual words, and when people see this, like the cod liver oil increasing skin cancer, no physician I saw ever saw it that I talked to. Another one, it increases cancer metastasis. This was in cancer research in 2010. Tenfold increase. They gave it to mice because it shows up so fast. 3 weeks, tenfold metastasis. And the reason you die of cancer is it's metastasizing, the spreading. If it doesn't spread, you don't die. 2011, they repeated one showing for diabetics, it worsens their blood sugar level. We have a diabetes epidemic, George. Everybody's diabetic?
Oh, yeah, everybody. Anyways, let's take some calls here before.
Fish oil makes it worse.
East of the Rockies, Steve in Maywood, New Jersey. Go ahead, Steve. Thanks for holding.
Hello, George, everybody.
Hey.
I've been taking this fish oil for, 8 years. I'm always in a lot of pain. I take a lot of pain medication and a lot of supplements to keep myself going. The reason I started taking the fish oil, nothing to do with the heart. That's fine and healthy. It was for energy and brain sharpness, you know, my memory. And right now I'm taking, it's a fish oil with sardine and but it's anchovies. And it's got flaxseed oil and the olive oil and...
Well, I would guess olive oil and flaxseed oil probably better than the fish oil, though.
Yeah, now let me tell you the one reason fish oil could be good. If you have any kind of an inflammatory problem, like a skin condition, eczema, or an arthritis problem, and you want a steroidal effect, if you want a steroid, fish oil acts like a steroid. The problem is, if you don't have these problems, you better not take that steroid, because ask any physician in the world, they'll say prophylactic steroids, meaning you just take them when you don't have a problem, you're insane. They're awful. And this was a very, very good dermatologist that brought this to my attention, why the dermatologist would get good results and some people in pain. But you're also better taking the parent and dumping the fish oil, because you're still getting overdosed. You don't want to be on a steroid long term.
Laura in Parma, Ohio, you're up with us with Professor Peskin. Go ahead, Laura.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Laura.
Mr. Peskin, a couple years ago, I saw an ad for a book that you wrote that sounded fascinating. I've forgotten.
In the Story of Cancer?
Of it. Yes, yes. It was about the real story of cancer.
Hidden Story of Cancer. It's still out. It's in its sixth printing. It sold about 10,000 copies, mainly to physicians. The accolades on it are unbelievable. And if you look at my website, brianpeskin.com, you can read about the book right there. You can even order it.
Great. Thank you.
My All pleasure. Right. It's updated as of 2012.
Let's go to Gilroy, California. Dorothy's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Dorothy, go ahead.
Thank you. This professor is part of a worldwide attempt to discredit the taking of good supplements. Cod liver oil was given to infants starting in the 1930s.
Just told you the study on it. You want to get skin cancer, take it.
No, thank you.
There's not much more to say.
Oh,
you can go to my website and pull up exactly the med journal that had this. Okay?
The authors of the studies that you claim were short treatments and not all participants.
This was over 12 years, ma'am. And it was in Norwegian, okay? The Norwegian population.
The author's analysis were studies showing more robust heart attack reduction in response to higher dose.
They've all been reversed since 2007. It can't, because it's physiologically wrong. If you look at the papers on my website, look at the science, and then we'll have a conversation, okay?
You have to
get up to speed on the science.
What this brings up, Brian, is the obvious confusion with these studies that keep coming. I guarantee you there's going to be studies coming out now that will say fish oil is good for you. It's confusing.
Well, they try and do it, and there's studies and experiments. Experiments vary one thing. Most studies, and when I went to MIT, my thesis advisor said, Brian, 95% of the studies aren't worth the paper they're printed on. So at an early age, I learned how to ferret out the garbage, which is most of it, from the good ones. Remember I told you in 2012 they had to look at 1,000 articles to get 14 that were acceptable experiments? Well, this said fish oil fails for everything.
React to her paraphrasing that you're part of the cabal.
Well, no, I'm about the truth and science. I follow the science. And again, are we part fish? I just told you there is experiment after experiment where they gave animals the fish oil. The rancidity is incredible. They did it in monkeys. Dr. Rowan showed me a great experiment when they gave it to monkeys. There's something called lipofuscin. Those are the age spots on your hand. They got loaded onto the liver and skin of these primates, and we're just like this. Conclusion was your body can't make enough antioxidants to combat, and it is just awful. Remember, it accelerates the cancer metastasis. So there's too many experiments where all they did was give the animal or the person the fish oil, and you can't go by old wives' tales. You can't go by people did this. Once again, why would a human being suffer a fish oil deficiency? A fish lives in 30, 35-degree temperature water. We don't. And if we needed this, if there was a deficiency, why didn't people and kids in the 1950s, 1960s all suffer gross neurological complications like going blind, being neurologically impaired, where they had bad eye-hand coordination, where they had bad brain function, because they weren't getting fish oil. Fish oil didn't exist back then outside of a very, very small market. There were no problem. And even in the vegetarians, they've done big population studies with like 4,000 of them I was reading. Because it's funny, this week I'm working on the fish oil chapter for Dr. Rowan and myself's new book, PEO Solution. It's called Marine Oil Meltdown, Debunking the Fish Oil Myth. So it is physiologically wrong. I hope everybody will look at my website and read some of this so you can see the experiments for yourself, and then you'll be qualified to make a choice. You're exactly right, George. How do I know what to believe? And that's why the first, the second, and third chapters of the new book, and people could see about that there too and actually sign up on the website to get a copy. It'll be out the end of the year. How do you read a study and how do you know if one is good? And this is written for physicians. So chapter 2 and chapter 3, two whole chapters on how do you tell if a study is worth the paper it's printed on.
Right, and who's behind it? Sure is. Let's see if we can get Michael in Fresno in here. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I thought I'd call in and share this story because it definitely matches what your guest is saying, and it's a very good cautionary tale. I had a doctor that I would see on the regular, and he recommended I take the natural fish oil, the supplement, and he recommended, I got the bottle right here, 1,200 milligrams with 720 milligrams of omega-3.
Yeah.
He said, listen, look, take four of them a day.
Whoa.
And you'll be just fine, right? Your baking knees are going to go away, blah, blah, blah. 3 weeks later, I wind up in the emergency room having what's pretty much like a full-body seizure, right?
Oh, my God.
And the doctor in the emergency room, he was furious, just livid. I mean, he wanted to find this guy and wring him by the neck.
Yeah.
My legs were, my body was in constant trembling. My legs were trembling and kicking in the air. I looked like a Rockette's dancer with Parkinson's disease. It was bad.
Oh,
I'm a grown man in the emergency room crying because of, I realized that I'd fallen for this. And they, long story short, they did test for me over 6 months, 3 months. Not a thing in the world they could find wrong with me over any other category.
Yeah.
The only thing that, matched up what happened was the overdose of the supplements, and
that's exactly it.
You can take too much. Brian, we are almost out of time. Would you get your website out for us one more time?
Sure. It's my name, Brian, B as in boy, R-I-A-N, Peskin, P as in park, E-S-K-I-N, all together, one word, .com, and I hope people will check out the science. There's videos where I talk, I give the science, they could verify it, and then make a decision. And if people want to know what do I do personally, they can send me an email through the website, too.
Thanks, Brian. We look forward to your new book. We'll get you back on when that's ready to go.